It's time for questionnaire. That rascal king last hurrah seems to post questions that compel me. I don't know. They're just short enough to be funny, long enough to be interesting. So, the first movie I saw on a date, Home Alone. We took the bus to the mall, and I never eat Skittles, but I remember choosing Skittles, not popcorn. Worst job I've ever had. Oh, that's a hard one. I've had a bunch of really crap jobs. Probably it's a toss-up between being the person who goes around at a bingo hall and takes away like old cards and emptied ashtrays when you could still smoke inside. And one time I took away somebody's card that they hadn't finished yet, and she was so mad at me. It was so scary, because she was, you know, pretty sure that that was going to be her big win, and I chucked it in the garbage with hundreds of other stamped up pieces of paper. It just like stunk after you went home. Ugh. And the other bad job was totally not safe for work, and I dabbled in being a professional sub for a little while, and it took all the joy out of it. It was no good. It didn't last very long. I needed the joy back. The soundtrack of my life, track 2 right now, is probably there's a lot of good music in my life right now. I've been listening to a lot of Florence and the Machine, a lot of Tom Waits. I always listen to Ryan Adams. I don't know. We have a thing. Gillian Welch. Maybe Gillian Welch. I'm playing a lot of Gillian Welch lately. This song called Caleb Meyer. I'm going to post it pretty soon, I think. If I had to record a poem for Backstage, another one, I would pick a Mary Oliver poem called Wild Geese, I think. The first line is, "You do not have to crawl on your knees through the desert for 100 miles. You do not have to repent." Something like that. If money was no object, what's the one thing I would buy? Land. Land for me. I would buy land that needed protecting. I would buy land that needed to be repatriated. And I would put up all kinds of covenants in terms of how it got used. Because I think there's a lot of land that needs to not be interfered with, just for the sake of our lungs, essentially. And for me, because there's nothing better in my so far life experience than having easy access to the forest and to the ocean. The most immoral thing that would cost me to bribe that. How much would it cost to bribe you into doing the most immoral thing I can think of? A lot. Like millions. But even then, I don't know. There's some things that I think I probably could not be bought into doing. Any artist, alive or dead, to commission a portrait. Ooh. Banksy. I think he's got, you know, just a ridiculous amount of sellout, but a ridiculous amount of capacity to grab the moment and make it broader. I don't think that I personally need that of my face to be a broader, more relevant image, but, you know, I think he's pretty great. What current band or musician do I want a private concert from? I can only think of bands that have broken up, or old bands, or dead bands, or dead singers. Shit, this question is tougher than I thought. Tom Waits. Yeah, totally Tom Waits. Because I don't think he tours much. He certainly doesn't come where I live very often. The last thing I googled is how to drain a hot water tank. And it didn't fucking work. The question is, yes, you should answer your own questionnaires. Yes, clearly. There, short and sweet. Thank you.